Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Will Morris, and I'm making all sorts of feedback. We are blessed on this Palm Sunday to have members of three separate communities. We come together as one body of Christ in order to worship God and to welcome Jesus into Jerusalem. We'll do more descriptions of today's service and announcements, etc., but we thought it fitting to begin with the procession, with the entrance into the sanctuary, including palms. So let me offer you this. If you would like to join us in walking in and recreating the entrance into Jerusalem, you're welcome to come right now to the narthex right behind the sanctuary there. So don't all jump at once. Anybody? Okay, very good. Thank you. So as we prepare, if you would turn in your hymnals to number 278, Hosanna Loud, Hosanna. If you are a processor, we have it on paper. If you are sitting there waving your palms, find it in the hymnal, number 278. I'm going to run back with my palms and be part of the procession. But as you hear the music play, if you would rise up on your feet as you are able, and we will welcome the Savior into the sanctuary, into Jerusalem, and into our hearts.
And we'll repeat the song as all the processors come in until everybody gets in.
You may be seated. Well, my guess is that the journey into Jerusalem was longer. They would have had to sing it at least twice through. You guys are fast processors. Thank you very much. Well, it is delightful to have us all here together. Just a few words of announcement and explanation if you're here for the first time. The Burns Church is a congregation of folks who have been here for quite a few years. We, not so few years ago, were joined by the Tonga Fellowship, and their pastor, I'm going to ask to stand just to accept our gratitude, is Pastor Pelaki Lokotui. Pastor, welcome. And I believe two summers ago, is that right, Malvis? I'm thinking two summers ago, members of a Ghanaian community approached us and asked if they might worship. And we were delighted. And so now, officially, after a year, in fact, the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship has been formed and is an important part of our entire body of Christ, if you will. And they are under the pastorship of Reverend Raymond Otto. Welcome. And as I said earlier, I'm Will Morris, and I'm the pastor at Burns Church. A few announcements for you. I'm hoping that if you are new to our congregation, that our ushers have asked you to sign in just so we can recognize you. Also, for all of us, we will be putting together health kits today to send to the United Methodist Committee on Relief. Many of you brought items, and you may have already deposited those. If you didn't and you have them, we will meet over in this hallway right after the worship service to assemble those kits and get them ready to go. If you have no clue what I'm talking about, please come by and we'll explain to you what we're doing. It is a way to send some small bit of clean and ready prayers, if you will. These are prayers in action that go into places that have been hit by natural disasters, to say that there are folks half a world away who care about you, and we are among those who care for folks through the United Methodist Committee on Relief. The Kingdom Walkers, our walking group, will meet today. We'll meet at 1:30, as opposed to our usual 1 o'clock start time. We'll meet at 1:30 at the Rec Center at Expo Park. I apologize for those who are expecting announcements in today's bulletin. I thought it more important to give you the Holy Week schedule, which we'll go over in a second. But just a few things that you need to know for this week. On Tuesday, March 30th at 6:30 p.m., the committee meetings and the coordinating council will have their meeting up here in the parlor. And then on Thursday, April 1st at 1:30 p.m., the United Methodist Women meet. And I'm thinking United Methodist Men this Saturday. Is that right, Don? Okay. Saturday, April 3rd at 8 o'clock, all men of faith, all men of faith are invited to join us at the Apple Creek Restaurant for the United Methodist Men's Meeting and Bible Study. If you are a man of faith and have not joined us before, if you come, we buy you breakfast the first time. We're trying to entice you. As if Bible study isn't enough, we'll buy your breakfast. Please take this home and put it on your refrigerator, your microwave. Put it next to the litter box, wherever you look to at a regular basis. We would love to have you join us for several services this week. We, as opposed to many churches, celebrate only Palm Sunday today. Some churches do Palm Passion Sunday and put both the story of Christ's entry into Jerusalem and Christ's crucifixion in one chunk. We believe that it's more important to recognize a holy week, as did Jesus as he walked through those events in his life and death. And so this coming Thursday, April 1st at 7 o'clock right here, we will have a communion service to remember the Last Supper in the upper room. On Friday, April 2nd, which is Good Friday at 7 o'clock, we will have a service of Tenebrae, which is a service of darkness. It celebrates the... how many of you are familiar with the Stations of the Cross? It is similar to that. It is a recitation of Scripture with candles and a remembrance of Christ's agony on the cross. And then finally, in Jubilation, next Sunday, April 4th, we start at 8 o'clock with an Easter breakfast. It's not biblical, but we serve breakfast burritos. I stretch to make that anywhere near the Holy Land, and it's not. But it tastes really good. And you're all welcome to join us at 8 o'clock for breakfast burritos, and then at 10 o'clock, our Easter worship here. So I hope you can come and join us for that. We have a tradition in this church which we are going to honor again today, and that is we come together at God's invitation to praise the Lord, and today for a very special reason on Palm Sunday. It is so much easier to worship God if we feel that we are a combined community of believers. And the way to make that a little more real is to ask you now to rise up on your feet as you are able to offer a handshake or a hug to those around you. And I challenge you thus, please try to shake the hands of at least two people who you've never met before. So welcome in the peace of Christ. Let us greet each other in God's peace. Okay, do you feel like you know a few people differently now? Kathy Moton was walking past several folks and she said, "Ooh, they smell so good." Great, Kathy, you smell good too. We're glad to have you. Logan has an announcement, and I apologize. I think I may have run roughshod over the Easter fiesta, but I think he wants to tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, just a note, this Saturday, April 3rd, the youth is going to be having an Easter egg hunt from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's going to be outside in the main parking lot. We're going to have games and an Easter egg hunt. And if anybody wants to come help set up, be here at 10 o'clock. Thank you.
Good job, bud. Just wait till we get to the announcement about the United Methodist women. Oh, yeah.